I am Leonie, the Youth and Children's and Families Minister, but this week I've been Captain Poole, head of the good ship Ever Hopeful, and welcomed everyone to our holiday club. So I would say in the morning, all aboard, and you would all say... Well done. So welcome, everyone. We're so glad you're here. I hope you're enjoying our decorations. As you can see, this week we've had fun. We've had a boat, ship's wheel. We've got a city. We've got some sea creatures all around us. And hopefully we'll be able to take you back to the world of Jonah. But some of you haven't been with us this week, so we thought we'd have a quick recap of the story. Now, children, you'll know a lot of the answers, and there are the usual inducements to answer. So I'm going to send, I think, George. Where's George? You said you were going to do this for me. Can you manage to hold a microphone and some sweets? And then, if, so they can have one thing.
One, just one.
For each answer.
Just one.
For each answer.
For each answer.
For each answer. Okay. Okay, and those who weren't there, there are going to be pictures up here that might give you a clue, or you could turn out the book of Jonah in your Bible and also find answers there. So it's not just down to those who are at Holiday Club. So you might want to find Jonah 927, if you have that in front of you as well. But those who are at Holiday Club, you will be at an advantage. Okay, here we go. First of all, here is Jonah. What was his job? What was Jonah's job? Oh, Zoe. Send messages, right? Yes, definitely. Can you just say that into the...
Well done, Zoe. Yeah. You didn't need the microphone. Good job.
Number two, where did God send Jonah with a message?
Yeah, you got that. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That doesn't mean you get two.
What were the people in Nineveh like?
There were evil people.
They were. They were evil people,
Brilliant.
Yeah. Okay. Did Jonah go to Nineveh? Did Jonah go to Nineveh when God asked him? No, that's right. I think that's one each for... We had a shake of the head. No, he didn't go.
Sweet.
Where did Jonah plan to go instead? Where did he plan to go instead?
Tarshish.
Well done, he did. He went to Tarshish instead. Now, he got on the boat to Tarshish. He went to sleep. But what happened to the boat as it was travelling to Tarshish? What happened, Jacob, this time?
Come on, Jacob.
There was a storm.
There was indeed a storm.
Thank you.
Okay, now I want someone over 60. Okay, I'm gonna be prescriptive here. Someone over 60 to answer this one. Who sent the storm? Who sent the storm?
God.
Indeed. Thank you, Freddie. It was God who sent the storm. And God, why did God send the storm? Well, that's a bit more of a tricky question, but why did God send the storm? We know he can, but why did he send the storm?
He sent the storm because Jonah ran away. He went to Tarshish instead of Nineveh.
Brilliant, yeah. Because Jonah was running away from God, okay? Now, we learned something special about God, didn't we? Why can't you run away from God? Why can't you run away from God? You can try, but you can't hide.
His eyes are everywhere and he knows where what you're doing. And
yes. Well done. Okay. And we learned a little rhyme, didn't we? Let's see if we can remember our rhyme. It went like this. God is the great king. He rules everything. He made us beings. God is always winning. And that told us, didn't it? That that's why God could send a storm, because he made everything. Why God could stop Jonah when he was not doing what God asked him to do. And the fact that God is always winning is a good thing. Because God is in charge and nothing can happen that he doesn't know about. So what did the sailors end up doing to stop the storm? What did the sailors end up doing to stop the storm?
Well, they started praying to their gods.
Yep.
Then they threw the cargo overboard to line the ship. And then they cast lots to see whose problem it had been. And it fell on, well, Jonah.
Yes. And then what did they do to Jonah?
Well, they threw Jonah overboard as well.
Oh, very good answer. See, that's how well-trained our leaders at Holiday Club are. Very, very full answer. So the sailors had to throw Jonah overboard. And then the storm just stopped. Just like that. The storm stopped. What did the sailors do when they realized the storm had stopped suddenly and miraculously?
They worshipped God.
Brilliant. Yes, they did. They worshipped God, didn't they? Excellent answer. The storm had stopped. The sailors were safe. They worshipped God. But Jonah had been chucked overboard, hadn't he? Okay? And it looked as though Jonah was going to drown. He was going down and down and down in the ocean. But remember, God is always winning. God is always in charge. What unusual rescuer did God send to help Jonah? I think Zoe's hand was up first this time.
A big fish.
Yes, a big fish. Well done. Now, here's a bit of a harder question. Jonah had a bit of a think when he was drowning and when he got rescued by the fish. And he realized there was something that was even worse than drowning and being swallowed by a big fish. What did Jonah suddenly realize was worse than drowning and being swallowed by a big fish?
Not obeying God.
Yeah, and what was the result of that? What was the result of not obeying God? There was something else.
Being blind from God.
Brilliant. Being blind from God. Being separated from God. That's what he suddenly realized, wasn't it? That was worse, okay? And then when Jonah was in the fish, what did he pray? Now, if you're very clever, the answer to this, don't put it up yet, is our memory verse. Can we remember the memory verse? Because basically what Jonah prayed inside the fish. I was in danger, so I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Jonah chapter 2, verses 2 and 9. Oh, give yourselves a clap. Well done. That's what Jonah prayed in the fish, wasn't it? He realized he needed God's help. Okay, how long was Jonah in the fish and how did he get out?
3 days and three nights, and the fish vomited him out onto the shore.
He did. Excellent. And then God asked Jonah to do another job. Where did God send Jonah next?
Nineveh.
Yeah, Nineveh. Well done.
Leo would be proud of you.
And what was the message that Jonah had to deliver?
Turn back to God's side.
That's right. Well done. It was a warning, wasn't it? So it was, exactly. That was the message, was turn back to God. The message was, in 40 days, God will destroy you unless you turn back to him. And the people did, didn't they? They turned back to God. What does God do when the people turn back to him?
Even if they were still bad, he still loves them and forgives them.
Brilliant, yeah. Brilliant. He loves them and he forgives them. Well done,
well
Jody.
Done,
so God, the people turn back to God, and he does, he forgives them. He says, I'm not going to send my judgment on you anymore. How does Jonah feel when God forgives the people?
Can I have a go?
You can have a go, George.
Well, he should feel really happy.
Yes.
He's a funny guy. He's angry.
He is very angry.
He's cross,
isn't
he?
He is very angry. Jonah is very angry. Why is Jonah angry when God forgives the people? Why is he so angry?
Jonah still wanted them to be punished.
You're absolutely right. Jonah was angry because he wanted God still to punish them, even though God had forgiven them. And so Jonah, what does he do? He goes and sits outside Nineveh, the city, and waits for God to destroy them, even though God has forgiven them. What does God send? Two things to help teach Jonah about compassion. He sends two things to help Jonah learn about compassion.
So firstly, he sends a plant for a sunshade of Jonah, but the next day he sent a slug, a worm, and it ate all of it, and then Jonah got really angry.
He did. He did indeed. So God provided Jonah with a plant, because God can send all sorts of things, and Jonah loved having the sunshade because it was very hot, but then the worm ate the sunshade, and then Jonah was angry all over again, even more so, because the plant had died. Who does Jonah care about?
Himself.
Yeah, just himself.
Sorry.
Yes.
No, come on.
Who does God care about? Who did God say he cared about? Jody? Who did God care about?
God cares about everyone.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? He said the people in Nineveh and even the animals that he'd made. God said Jonah only cared about himself and he only cared about a plant that he'd had for one day. But God said, I made these people, they're mine, and I love them and care for them. And I will rescue them. And then there was a question, wasn't it? Jonah had a bit of a question, which was a bit like, well, how can you forgive evil people, God? How can you just forgive them? And we learned, how can God forgive evil people? Because remember you said, well, he either just sweeps it all under the carpet and forgets about it. How can God forgive evil people?
Because Jesus died for us.
Yeah, Jesus died for us and he took the punishment. So the punishment has been taken and given, hasn't it? God hasn't swept under the carpet. Jesus takes the punishment and that's why God can forgive evil people. Well, that's our recap of Jonah. So that was the story of Jonah and that's in the Old Testament, the first part of the Bible. But Jonah comes up again in the New Testament, the bit of the Bible that talks about Jesus and his life and death. So we're going to fast forward a few hundred years from when Jonah's story happened, and we're going to find ourselves in another city. And this city is not Nineveh, it's called Jerusalem. And Jesus is on a visit to that city. And we're going to find out a little bit about that city. So we've got a reading, just a few verses from Luke. That should be, here we are. So Jesus is in Jerusalem, this other city, and I'm just going to read these few verses for you, and then we'll have a little think about them. So this is Luke chapter 11, and it says this, as the crowds increased, Jesus said, this is a wicked generation. It asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation. And then Jesus said, the men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here. So Jesus himself speaks about Jonah. And remember, we discovered, didn't we? We thought Jonah, we got a few things right, but he wasn't, you know, he got quite a few things wrong as well, didn't he? He didn't obey and he was quite angry. But Jesus himself talks about Jonah. And did you notice Jesus said something greater than Jonah is here? And we're going to have a think about who or what is greater than Jonah. So I've got a few questions. When Jonah was in the water, what happened to him? What nearly happened to him when he was in the water?
He almost drowned.
He almost drowned. Okay, now just before you give him, because there's a second part to this, he almost drowned. Can you think, Theo, of a story about Jesus on water and what happened to him? Can you? Brilliant. Excellent. Yep, that's a treat for that answer. So yes, Jonah, when he was in the water, he nearly drowned, didn't he? But Jesus, if we read in the New Testament, he could walk on water. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, here's another question to think about. Jonah, when he was in the storm, what happened? Nothing. You're absolutely right. Now, Zoe, you might not have heard this story, but Nick might be able to help you with this answer. Jesus was once in a storm, and he was also asleep in the boat. And what did Jesus do in that storm? Nick and Zoe, see if you can come up with an answer together.
He told that the storm stopped.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well done. He did, and the storm stopped. So Jonah could do nothing when he was in a storm, but when Jesus was in a storm, he said, "Waves, be still." And they were. Which city did Jonah visit? And which city was Jesus visiting? This one's a bit easier because we've just done this. Which city did Jonah go to?
Jerusalem.
That was the one that Jesus went to, and Jonah went to?
Nineveh.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay. So that they both went to, there's something they had in common. They both went to a city. When they went to that city, what kind of message did they bring?
In 40 days, the city of Nineveh will be destroyed.
Yeah. And what kind of things did Jesus say to people? Repent and believe, didn't he? Which was the same kind of thing. Turn round, turn back to me. And did you notice both of the cities were described as wicked or evil? Now, here's another question. Jonah, did he want the wicked people to be destroyed?
Yes.
Did Jesus want the wicked people to be destroyed?
No.
Exactly. Oh, so there we go. And did Jonah love the wicked people? No. Did Jesus love the wicked people?
Yes.
Oh, we're beginning to build a picture here, aren't we? Here's another one. Did Jonah take the punishment for the wicked people? No. Anne says no, and you're right. Did Jesus take the punishment for the wicked people?
Yes.
Yes. Was Jonah happy when the wicked people turned back to God? No, he was. What does Jesus do when wicked people turn back to God?
Whoop whoop.
Yeah. Yeah. Even when one person turns back to God, Jesus says that there is a party in heaven. The angels in heaven rejoice. No grumpiness there, lots of rejoicing. And the last question, when Jonah preached, when Jonah gave the people his message, did the people listen and turn back to God? Yes, they did. When Jesus preached in Jerusalem, did the people listen and turn back to God? No, they didn't. That's a bit of a shocker, isn't it? Because actually, we've just seen that Jonah wasn't a brilliant messenger, was he? He was a bit like one of those yodel delivery people. Sorry if there's anyone here. But, you know, dump and run. You know, not that worried about customer service. Jonah didn't love the people he was taking the message to. And yet they listened and they turned back to God. And yet Jesus himself says, in our little reading there, he said, the people in Jerusalem, some of them listened, but not that many. The whole of Nineveh turned back to God. But when Jesus goes to Jerusalem, a lot of people not only didn't listen to Jesus, but not many months later, they killed him. That's how much they didn't want to listen to Jesus. And yet we've just seen, doing this little comparison between Jonah and Jesus, that Jesus was far greater Jesus himself actually died so the wicked people could be forgiven, yet they didn't listen to him. And Jesus says to them, he says, you know, if the people of Nineveh were standing here today, people of Jerusalem, do you know what they would say to you? They would say, people of Jerusalem, why aren't you listening to Jesus? We had Jonah, he wasn't great, but you know what? He told us the message and we believed him and we turned back to God and we were forgiven. You've got someone far greater than Jonah. We wish we could have had Jesus as our messenger. He came with the same message, but he was also the one who died so that wicked people could be forgiven. Oh, how we wish that we had had Jesus as our messenger, but we got the message and we turned back. But Jesus is such a better messenger than Jonah. He gave his own life. He didn't just deliver a message, but he delivered a message that he could guarantee that you would be forgiven. So fast forward again 2,000 years to now. Who's our messenger now? The people of Jerusalem had Jesus walking among them and speaking to them. We don't have Jesus walking with us today. But who's our messenger today? George, well, yeah, we still have Jesus as our messenger today, don't we? We don't have him standing here speaking to us in person, but we have him speaking in God's word. We still have Jesus, the better messenger, speaking to us today. And he still comes with the same message. The message hasn't changed. It hasn't changed from when Jonah took it to Nineveh. It hasn't changed from when Jesus spoke to the people in Jerusalem. The same message is, God is the great king. He made everything. He made us his beings. God is always winning. The same message is, we need to turn back to God. Even if we're not as evil as the Ninevites, and I don't want to tell you what they got up to, but the Bible says that each one of us has turned away from God. That's what we spoke about, wasn't it? That Jonah walked away from God. He didn't want to go God's way. We walk away from God. And God says, come back to me. Turn around and come back. Come back and say, yes, God, I'm sorry. You are the great king. You rule everything. You are always winning. You are ruling. And I'm the one who's wandered off. It's the same message. It's a warning message. There's a warning sign. But warnings are good, aren't they? When people warn us, don't drive down Chapel Lane, there's a huge big pothole, you'll ruin your car. You know, that's kind, isn't it, if someone warns you? And Jesus warns us, he says, come back to God. You've wandered away. Come back. Because there will be a day of judgment at the end. And you know, the people of Nineveh would say, and the people here at St. John's who follow Jesus would say to you, listen to Jesus. He's a far greater messenger than Jonah. Listen to Jesus and turn back to God, because he's dealt with your punishment and you don't need to face it, because he's done that for you. It's a lot to think about, I know. Maybe you've never heard some of this. Maybe you've never heard before. You've heard about judgment, but you've never heard that Jesus longs for people to come back to him. Jesus will have a party in heaven for every person that returns. So can I encourage you, come and speak to me or Simon or one of the leaders and find out more about this Jesus who still speaks, who still brings the message of judgment, but also of a warm welcome back. Don't ignore him. Let's pray and then we're going to sing. Dear Lord God, thank you so much for the story of Jonah and all that we've learned about you from it. Thank you even more for Jesus, your own son, who you sent to earth to save people. like the people who were ignoring you and going their own way, people like each one of us. Thank you that you forgive such rebellious people who turn back to you. Thank you that in you we find the great King who rules everything and always wins. Amen.